Low-end pressure. Ride groove humanize with minimal CPU load in Ableton Live 12 for jungle old school DNB vibes. Advanced edits lesson. Let's go. Today we're building that feeling where the track is rolling, like the tops are riding the bass line, and the low end feels like it's pushing and pulling the whole groove forward. And we're doing it the smart way, mostly edits, micro timing, micro velocity, envelope control, and a tiny bit of dynamics if you want it. No giant sidechain racks. No CPU-hungry modulation farms. Just classic make space and create pocket jungle technique. Here's the core mindset to keep you honest. Anchor versus paint. Your anchor is kick, sub, and basically the snare too. That stuff stays authoritative and stable. Your paint is rides, hats, little ticks, ghosts, and textures. The paint can move, and when the anchor is solid, tiny offsets in the paint read is pressure and swing, not slop. Step 0. Set up the session so your groove edits behave. Set your tempo somewhere jungle friendly. Think 165 to 172 BPM. If you want more classic jungle, 160 to 168. If you want modern roll, 172 up into 175. If you're using ride samples, warp mode matters. For one-shot-ish ride hits or short loops, beats mode is usually clean. Turn transient loop off, and preserve at 1/16 is a good starting point. For break loops, don't automatically jump to complex pro. It can smear the highs and blur the snap. Try beats or tones first if you want crispness. And here is your CPU reality check. Don't run heavy warp modes on a bunch of long audio tracks at once. When you like the timing, freeze or resample. That's not a compromise. That's the old school workflow and it's part of the sound. Now step 1. Build a ride pattern that rides the low end. Create a MIDI track and name it Ride-OP. Load a simple ride or hat in a drum rack cell, or in simpler, for old school, think a slightly dirty 909-ish ride or a ride taken from a break. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip with a 1/16 grid. Put rides on every 8th note, so you're hitting the 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 end positions across the bar. That gives you the wheel, the forward motion. Then add a couple ghost ticks on off 16THS, very low velocity. Just a couple, not everywhere. Think of them as little bits of grit that suggest breakbeat phrasing. Why this works in DNB is simple. The consistent ride is your engine. The ghosts are the break-derived human detail. The sub feels like it has something to lean against. Step 2. Humanize with intent, not randomness. Random timing everywhere kills punch. If you want low-end pressure, you keep the anchors stable, and you make the tops slightly alive. Let's do it in 2 passes. First pass, groove pool swing, controlled. Open the groove pool and grab something with breakbeat heritage. MPC 16 swing in the 57 to 63 range is a solid starting area. Apply it to the Ride-OP clip. Now dial it like an adult. Timing around 10 to 25%. Velocity around 5 to 15%. Random, keep it near 0. Maybe 0 to 5% max if you really want a touch of dirt, but the point is, jungle vibe is patterned nuance, not chaos. Pocket rule, swing the tops, not the anchors. Second pass, manual micro nudges, only 2 to 4 notes per bar. Zoom in. You're going to create pressure by making a couple hits late, and maybe one ghost slightly early. Think in milliseconds, not grid. Early push is roughly minus 2 to minus 6 milliseconds. Late drag is roughly plus 4 to plus 10 milliseconds. Past that, you're flirting with audible flams unless your samples are very soft. Pick one or two ride accents and nudge them a little late, maybe plus 6 milliseconds. Then take one ghost tick and nudge it slightly early, maybe minus 4 milliseconds, and listen to what that does. The tops start breathing around the anchor. The low end feels like it's dragging you forward, even though you never touch the sub timing. That's the trick. One coaching note. Do your micro nudges after you're pretty sure about tempo. If you change tempo later, millisecond offsets don't scale in a musical way. A reliable workflow is pick the groove, lock the tempo, do nudges last. Then freeze, flatten, or resample to print the feel. Step 3. The low end pressure trick that costs 0 CPU. Note length and envelope control. Shorter ride notes equals less masking equals the sub feels louder. Not because you turned the sub up, but because you stopped stepping on it. Go to the ride sound in simpler, sampler, or the drum rack cell. Set the amp envelope like this. Attack at 0. Decay somewhere around 120 to 250 milliseconds. Sustain at 0. Release around 30 to 80 milliseconds. Shorter decay is tighter and more aggressive. Longer decay is airier, more classic jungle wash. But don't let it hang into the kick and sub moments unless you really mean it. Now go back to MIDI and shorten a few ride notes specifically where kick and sub hit, especially on the downbeats, like 1 and 3, or wherever your kick lands. You're doing manual transient priority. When the kick and sub arrive, the ride gets out of the way. This is one of those sounds too simple to be real techniques, but it's a game changer. You'll feel the sub bloom without touching a compressor. Step 4. Velocity shaping like a breakbeat. Velocity is your transient designer, and it's CPU free. If your ride track feels loud but it's not driving, you probably don't need more EQ or saturation. You need more contrast. Open the velocity lane in the clip. Don't draw a flat line. Build a phrase. Accents tend to feel good around the start of bar sections, like near 1.1 and 1.3. Then dip a little where the snare cracks so the snare stays the dominant transient. For a gritty ride, accents around 85 to 110. Normal hits around 55 to 80. Ghosts down around 15 to 35. And here's an advanced move that instantly reduces loop fatigue. Make it 2 bars, not 1. Duplicate to a 2-bar clip and change the accent plan in bar 2. Same rhythm, different emphasis. That's break-like phrasing without chopping a break. Step 5. A stock device chain for rides that's loud, tight, not harsh, and still minimal CPU. First, EQ8. High pass the ride somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz, fairly steep, like 24 dB per octave. If there's bite, dip 3 to 6 kHz by 1 to 3 dB. If it needs air, a tiny shelf at 10 to 12 kHz. But be careful, jungle can get fizzy fast. Second, drum bus, but subtle. Drive around 2 to 6%. Crunch optional, keep it low. Use damp so it doesn't fizz. And keep boom off. You are not adding fake low end to our ride. That's the opposite of pressure. Optional third, auto filter for tiny movement. High pass around 300 to 600 Hz. You can add a very small envelope amount, quick decay, just to make the transient speak, or a super slow LFO drift, like 0.03 to 0.08 Hz. Barely moving. This is about life, not wobble. Step 6. Make the low end feel like it's pumping, without heavy sidechain racks. Important, you already did the heavy lifting by creating space with note lengths and filtering. Now we're just adding a little dynamic clearance. Option A. A plain Ableton compressor on the ride track with sidechain from the kick. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Set the threshold, so you only get 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. This should be invisible. If you hear the ride audibly breathing, you pushed it too far. Option B, even lighter. No sidechain at all. Use clip envelope automation. Duplicate the ride clip to 2 bars, then draw tiny dips on the ride track volume exactly where the kick hits, like minus 1 to minus 2 dB. That's old school. It's precise, and it costs basically nothing. Quick diagnostic. The top's mute test. Mute your rides and hats for 2 bars, then bring them back. If the sub suddenly feels smaller when the tops return, you've got masking. That's usually decay too long, level too high, too much 200 to 600 Hz, or low mids getting widened. Step 7. Arrangement. Use rides like an instrument. Like a gear change, classic jungle and old school DNB doesn't keep full ride smashing forever. Try an energy plan. First 16 bars, maybe hats only, no ride. Then at the drop, bring the ride in but thinner, maybe no ghosts. After another 16, add the ghosts and a slightly different 2-bar accent rotation. Then in a break section, pull the ride out and leave a filtered hat loop. Then second drop, bring the ride back with a touch higher accent velocity and slightly shorter decay so it's tighter and more aggressive. A really effective jungle trick is to remove the ride 1 bar before the drop. Starve the ear. Then bring it back at the drop, tighter. The sub will feel like it hits harder, even if the level didn't change. Now let's cover common mistakes so you don't sabotage yourself. Mistake 1. Humanizing the kick or sub timing. Don't. Your low end loses authority fast. Mistake 2. Too much groove pool timing percentage. If you're up at 40 to 70% timing, your rides can get drunk and your snare loses definition. Mistake 3. Rides with low mid energy. If your ride has anything meaningful below about 300 Hz, you are stealing perceived sub size. Mistake 4. Using randomization as vibe. Jungle is often intentional patterns, not entropy. Put your hands on 2 or 3 notes and make decisions. Mistake 5. Full volume rides across the whole track. That causes fatigue and your drops feel smaller. Use the ride to create contrast. Advanced variations, if you want extra sauce without extra CPU. Try a 2-lane ride system. Duplicate your ride to two layers. Ride is tight. No timing changes. Shorter decay. Slightly lower velocity range. Ride B is loose. Only a few hits per bar. Nudged early or late, with more velocity movement. Blend ride B quietly. That gives human feel without destabilizing the whole pattern. Try call and response ghosting. Don't place ghosts randomly. Place them in the spaces after the snare transient, then shorten them. The snare stays dominant, but the roll continues. Try accent rotation over two bars. Keep the rhythm the same but move where the strongest accent lies. Bar 1, strong near the downbeat. Bar 2, strong near a late offbeat. Instant break like life. And for thickness on key moments, there's the microflam technique. Duplicate just one note. Set the duplicate very low velocity, and offset it by about 8 to 15 milliseconds. Do that on one or two accents per bar, not everywhere. You get drag and weight without turning your groove into a mess. Before we wrap, a 15-minute practice loop you can do right now. Make a two-bar loop with kick, snare, sub, and your ride track. Ride a straight 1/8 ride pattern. Add three ghost hits in bar 1 and a different 3 in bar 2. Apply a groove with timing around 15%, velocity around 10%, random around 2%. Then do two manual nudges. One accent hit about plus 6 milliseconds late, one ghost about minus 4 milliseconds early. Then shorten ride decay until the sub feels louder without changing the sub level. That's the key check. You're not mixing louder, you're mixing smarter. Finally, add a sidechain compressor on the rides if you want, but keep it around 2 dB of gain reduction max.